apparently we have somebody on the Diamond Factory ticket hotline. We say good morning to the lead reindeer for Santa, Rudolph. Good morning, Rudolph.
Could you keep it down a bit, geez? You don't have to yell. I'm here.
Oh, my God. That's such a grumpy voice for Rudolph. All right. I don't think we're really yelling. Are you having a rough morning?
Oh, you think? Boy, you two are a couple of smart guys. Who'd you say you were again?
It's Mark Elfenbein and Saad Youssef from The Ticket in Dallas.
Oh, The Ticket? Oh, that godforsaken station has absolutely ruined the North Pole. You guys are the reason I drink every night.
Whoa. We're the reason? What did we do?
It all started when Santa started talking that show down there every year. What do they call it? The Losers?
That would be the Musers. Be careful. They're kind of a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Musers. Who cares? Ever since Santa started calling him every year and bitching nonstop, his marriage with Mrs. Claus has just gone down the tubes. He's sleeping on a couch in the workshop, and she's bringing elves up to the bedroom to play with their candy cane. They're always fighting. She got a giant glass of box wine in her hand after day. And it's affecting all the day-to-day operations up here, too.
Oh, like what?
The elves are quitting left and right because of the working conditions. You know, Santa takes out all his marital problems on them, throwing bottles, screaming. Everyone's packing up to head out to go bake cookies or be extras in those fantasy movies. That means the North Pole's short-staffed right now because we can't get elves to apply. Santa's asking for 8 years workshop experience and paying minimum wage for an entry-level position. All the elves are overworked. They start turning all the hard drugs just to cope. That elf that talked to Work in Progress last week, elves aren't supposed to sound like that. That dude's throat's been ruined. That's not even the worst part. I lost my job.
How do you lose the head reindeer job?
Oh, if I knew that elf, I'd probably still have it, wouldn't I? I have no idea what happened. Santa got off the call with the poses this year. Next thing you know, he's calling up this thing called a mushmouth. And this thing shows up, I don't even know what the hell it is. Some sort of eldritch abomination. But I'll be damned if it's nose, at least I think it's a nose. It lights up like a damn lighthouse. How am I supposed to compete with a 10-foot-tall monster with a damn sun for a schnoz while I got this dumb nose?
That's wild. I'm really sorry to hear that.
You know what? That means a lot to me, Saad. I think maybe you guys are all right. You know, hey, the one good thing is that ever since that mushmouth thing showed up, both Prancer and Dancer have mysteriously disappeared. So maybe I could sneak in behind Comet or Vixen. Now there's a reindeer I wouldn't mind being behind on a cold winter's night, let me tell you.
Well, it sounds like Christmas might be in trouble this year.
It's been like this for a while now. Every year, we still manage to get toys to all the little boys and girls around the world just fine. Now, there may be the slight mix-up where little Sally gets the Woody and Buzz that was meant for her mother instead. Nobody can bat 1,000, right, boys? And as long as all the children still believe, that'll be enough to power Santa through the night.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and the 8-ball of Coke every couple of days helps, too. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta get back into flying shape in a couple of days. Hey, Marie, what's a reindeer got to do to get another glass of eggnog around here?
Okay, well, good luck, Rudolph, and good luck, Santa. I'm assuming most of the reindeer are still there.
Yeah, we got two days to Christmas.
Yes.
It's Christmas Eve Eve, as Phoebe would say.
That's exactly right. Well, at least we got a chance to chat with Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, even though he's a little bitter.
He sounded a lot raspier.
Yeah.
His voice sounded a lot raspier They kind of portray Rudolph as just this cute little reindeer amongst a bunch of, you know, big masculine ones. But, man, it sounded like Rudolph was going through it.
Well, that was over 30 years ago before Santa started talking to the Musers. So
I thought it was Shorty DeFazio for a second.
Well, not quite. A little bit.